نستعينه ونستغفره، نعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة، جزاكم الله خير، وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا، يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، فإن كل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. After we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and send peace and the blessing on His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we greet all the Muslims with the greeting of Al-Islam. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I'd like to welcome you all for this series of classes for explanation of the book Bulugh al-Maram. Bulugh al-Maram, the book which is written by Al-Imam Al-Hafiz Ibn Hajar Al-Asqalani. The attainment of the objective. And today, which is Tuesday, the 8th of Safar for the year 1419, which is equivalent to the 2nd of June 1998, and today inshallah is our 15th class, and today inshallah we'll be dealing with a new book, which is the book of the prayer, and we have a new chapter, which is the time of salah. And for those brothers and sisters who have the book Bulugh al-Maram, the book of attainment of the objective, they kindly can open page number 61, which is say the book of the prayer. The book of prayer, page 61. باب المواقيت. Chapter 1, the time for salah, prayer. And the hadith is hadith number 129. Hadith number 129, page number 61. عن عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنهما أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: وقت الظهر إذا زالت الشمس وكان ظل الرجل كطوله ما لم يحضر العصر، ووقت العصر ما لم تصفر الشمس، ووقت صلاة المغرب ما لم يغب الشفق، ووقت صلاة العشاء إلى نصف الليل الأوسط، ووقت صلاة الصبح من طلوع الفجر ما لم تطلع الشمس. حبيب دي مايك سيت هير إن شاء الله so you can be reading the hadith for us. Yes, this is good. Inshallah, before we go in details or explanation for the hadith, we hear the hadith first in English. Go ahead.
Narrated Abdullah bin Umar, radiallahu anhu, the Prophet Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the time of the Zuhr noon prayer is when the sun passes the meridian and a man's shadow is of the same length as his height. It lasts until the time of Asr, afternoon prayer. The time of the Asr prayer is as long as the sun has not become yellow during its setting. The time of the Maghrib sunset prayer is as long as the twilight has not disappeared. The time of the Isha night prayer is up to midnight. And the time of the Fajr morning prayer is from the appearance of dawn as long as the sun has not risen. But when the sun rises, abstain from salah, for it rises between horns of the shaitan, reported by Muslims.
Jazakallah khairan. We're dealing with the mawqit of salah, the chapter concerning the time prayer and when a person supposed to make his salah. And as we understand that in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they don't have this advanced technology of having computers and watches and things like this. So the only thing they use to determine the time for prayer is by observing the sun rising, sunset, sun in the middle of the sky, the appearance of the different colors of the lights in the sky or in the horizons, and all these things used to be a means and ways for them to determine the time for the prayer. This hadith which we're dealing with, hadith Abdullah ibn Amr radiallahu anhuma, and the Nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَقْتُ الظُّهْرِ إِذَا زَالَتِ الشَّمْسِ. First, we understand as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had informed us in his book, فَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ كَانَتْ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ كِتَابًا مَوْقُوتًا. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala command us in the Quran to establish the prayer, and said, therefore establish prayer. Indeed, the prayer are fixed time for the believers. So it's not supposed for the Muslim to make the salah before the time in. Otherwise, this is a condition for the acceptance of the salah, that the time of the salah is in. So the person have to know that the time is in, and to be sure that the time is in before he performs the prayer. So we've been commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to perform the prayer, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it as a condition for us that we perform the prayer according a certain time. And the hadith here of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to explain to us when we're supposed to make the prayer. And this also a small hint here that we can see the necessity of having the hadith with the Quran, because as we explained before many times, that the hadith, it comes to explain and give more details about the Quran. In addition to, sometimes the hadith will give some ruling that is not in the Quran. As example, that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had forbid the gold and silk for the men, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed the ummah that these two type of material are forbidden for the male member of his ummah, lawful for the female members of his ummah. So for the male members of this ummah, the men, they are being forbidden by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to wear gold in any form, regardless if this gold is a ring or is earrings or necklaces or bracelets or whatever it is. And also the silk, this material to wear it as a shirt or to wear it as a thobe, this has been forbidden. this is the two type of material is lawful for the female. But we don't see any ruling in the Quran concerning gold or silk that is forbidden for men. So we understand that the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it rules the same way like the Quran. So the same way we take ruling and order from the Quran, we take ruling and order from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Also the hadith comes as explanation for the Quran, and we can see in this hadith that we have today, that is explanation to this verse that I just recited. وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ كَانَتْ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ كِتَابًا مَوْقُوتًا. Okay, establish the prayer, and indeed the prayer is fixed time for the believers. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this hadith telling us about وَقْتُ الظُّهْرِ إِذَا زَالَتِ الشَّمْسِ. Okay, the time for Zuhr. And zalat means malat, means to be tilt or to move to the side. Okay, in wasat al-sama, that means if the sun became in the middle of the sky or the horizon, and now this is waqt is zawal. This is the time when the sun in the middle. So when the sun start move little bit towards the west, now we call the this zalat. That mean malat, it tilted or moved little bit. Okay, so when the sun move from the middle of the sky towards the other direction, because we understand that the sun rises from the east and sits in the west. So when the sun rises in the morning, comes like this from the east and keep moving until it comes in the middle of the sky. Okay, now this is the time what you call it as zawal. So as soon as the sky, as the sun start to move little bit towards the west, now this is the zawal. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Okay, and you can recognize this by sticking stick as example in this in the ground. You will notice that the shadow, okay, the shadow as example, if I take this pencil and I stick it in the ground like this, you will see the sun coming this way. So you see the shadow of the stick in the other direction of the stick. And after this, the sun going to keep moving until it comes in the middle of the sky, will be almost no shadow to this stick, okay? Or a little tiny shadow immediately under the stick. And the shadow doesn't increase after this from this direction. So when the sun starts to move to the other direction, the shadow will be reflecting in the opposite direction, okay? And now, when you start to see the shadow from the other side, now this is the time, the beginning time for Salat al-Zuhr. And this time we're going to continue to be Salat al-Zuhr until the shadow, the size of the shadow on the ground will be equal to the same size of this stick that you stick it down in the ground. Let's assume you take a ruler, and the ruler is what, 12 inches? You stick it down in the ground, so maybe 2 inches went down to make the standing. So how many on top of the ground now? 10 inches, okay? So in the beginning you found the shadow comes and keep moving, moving until almost no shadow. Alright? So now the shadow start to move to the other side. So when it start to see the shadow from the other side of this ruler, this will be the beginning of Salat al-Zuhr. And this time will be Salat al-Zuhr until what? Until you have an equal size of this shadow. And this will be the ending of Salat al-Zuhr and will be the beginning of Salat al-Asr. Okay? That if you take this stick out and you lay it down on the ground, okay, will be equal to the same shadow that on the ground. So I have my ruler like this, and now I see the shadow, put a mark on the ground, take the stick out and lay it down and see the same size. Now if this shadow is equal to this, so this is the end of Salat al-Zuhr. Okay? So Salat al-Zuhr starts from the time that the sun moves from the middle of the sky and will remain to be the time for Zuhr until the shadow of everything will be equal to what you have. Okay? This will be the time for Salat al-Zuhr ending and will be the start for Salat al-Asr. وَكَانَ ظِلُّ الرَّجُلْ قَطُولِهِ. Okay? And a man's shadow is of the same length of his height. And this will be the ending of Salat al-Zuhr and with the beginning of Salat al-Asr. وَوَقْتُ الْعَصْرِ مَا لَمْ تَصْفَرَّ الشَّمْسِ. And the time ending of Salat al-Asr, as long as the sun is not yellowish color, okay? And you can see the sun when it's about to start setting, start to change color from bright, shining, white, started to become yellowish, and after this color will go to disappear. Alright? So this is the time for Asr. And you may know this also by other way, by measuring the shadow of the stick from one side to two sides. Okay? Now the end, one side of the shadow will be what? The ending of Salat al-Zuhr. Now if it's two lengths of your stick, this is almost the ending of Salat al-Asr. And we notice here it say مَا لَمْ تَصْفَرَّ الشَّمْسِ, as long as the sun is not yellowish, this will be Salat al-Asr. But in actuality, the time for Asr will be extended until what? Until the sunset. But this is the time, the preferably time that is supposed to make Salat al-Asr. You shouldn't wait until the sun became yellowish and the sun is about to set down. وَوَقْتُ صَلَاةُ الْمَغْرِبِ مَا لَمْ يَغِبِ الشَّفَقِ. And the time for the Maghrib from sunset, okay, when the sun disappear, you could not see it anymore in the horizon, this is the beginning of Salat al-Maghrib, and remaining until the reddish light in the sky will disappear. Okay? This is the time for Maghrib, extended until the ending of a yellowish color, a reddish color in the sky. When the reddish color disappear, this will be the beginning of Salat al-Isha. And waqt Salat al-Isha will remain until the middle of the night. Wa waqt Salat al-Subh min tulu' al-Fajri ma lam tatlu' al-Shams. And the time for the morning prayer will be from dawn, from the bright color that you see in the sky until the sun rise. And if the sun risen, that means the time is over for the morning prayer. Is this clear to anybody? Somebody? Nobody? How many body? Nobody? Okay. Understood? Alright. So this is the way, if you don't have a watch, or this is the way how they use to determine the time for the prayer. Alhamdulillah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with this tool that we can recognize the time for the prayer. But it is very important for us also to know, you never know if you're always going to have your watch with you or no. If you are in some place, you don't know what is going on. So this will be also a way to assist you, to let you know how to determine the time for the prayer, because you could not perform the prayer before its described time. وله من حديث بريدة في العصر والشمس بيضاء نقية بيضاء نقية ومن حديث أبي موسى والشمس مرتفعة. This is explaining the same thing, okay, talking about Salat al-Asr, that the Salat al-Asr will be while the sun, okay, this page number 62. Say another version of the above hadith regarding Salat al-Asr, afternoon prayer, when the sun is white and clear, okay? And the other one came with another narration, which by Abu Musa, وَالشَّمْسِ مُرْتَفَعَ, while the sun is high. And both of them telling you about the best time to perform Salat al-Asr. Otherwise, that, you know, as example, now it's 7:30, okay? The sun didn't set yet. But when you look to the color of the sky now, the color of the sun now, is not white like if you look to it at 5 or 6 o'clock, okay? So this hadith is not showing the ending of the time for Salat al-Asr, but this is not the time that you should. So is makruh, is dislike, that you delay the prayer until this time comes. But let's assume that somebody intentionally delayed the prayer, or they have a job, or whatever it is, or they tired and they decide to go to sleep, they wake up at 7:30 and perform their prayer, the salah is still acceptable, because the ending of the Salat al-Asr will be what? The sunset, which is going to be explained in another hadith coming, inshallah. Hadith number 130, وعن أبي برزة الأسلمي رضي الله تعالى عنه قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يصلي العصر ثم يرجع أحدنا إلى رحله في أقصى المدينة والشمس حية وكان يستحب أن يؤخر من العشاء وكان يكره النوم قبلها والحديث بعدها وكان ينتقل من صلاة الغداء حتى يعرف الرجل جليسه وكان يقرأ بالستين إلى الماء. حبيبي
ناوي أبو برزة الإسلامي Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he used to call the Asr prayer, the afternoon prayer. One of us would return to his house at the furthest end of Al-Madinah and arrive while the sun was still hot and bright. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved to delay the Isha prayer, and he disliked sleeping before it and conversation after it. After the Fajr prayer, he used to leave when a man could recognize the one sitting beside him, and he used to recite between 60 and 100 verses of the Quran in the Fajr prayer, agreed upon.
This hadith, which is reported by Abu Barzah al-Aslami, may Allah be pleased with him, he's telling us about the action of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he used to make Salat al-Asr, and after this that one of us will return back to his house, okay, and the sun is still alive, the sun is still clear in the best form that you can see it, that means hayya, alive, or while the sun was still hot, okay? This shows you that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to pray the Asr prayer in the beginning of the time when it used to come. And he used to love to delay the Isha prayer, the last prayer. The sunnah is the delay the prayer. And also from the action and the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to dislike to go sleep before the Isha. And also he used to dislike conversation and discussion and involved in talk after the Salat al-Isha. And he used also, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, leave the morning prayer while the person can recognize the person who's sitting beside him. Okay, because you know in their times you don't have this electricity and all these lights. So this shows you the action of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how he used to perform his prayer in the beginning of its time. And also that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to recite between 60 verses up to 100 verses. As we understand, is not all the verses of the Quran are the same length. So if it is verses which is long, he used to recite about 60 verses, and if it's verses which is short verses, he will recite 100 verses. So from this hadith we see something very important here, the concern of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam of performing the prayer as soon it comes. This is one thing. Okay, also that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam disliked people involved in conversation after Salat al-Isha. Alright, because this will delay their time of sleep, and this will become a problem for people to be able to get up for tahajjud or even getting up for the obligatory prayer before sunrise. Okay, and this is one of the main balwa or the main serious calamities that been facing a lot of Muslims nowadays, especially with this corruption of the TV and the devil box, that they be watching different programs and things like this, staying late, playing Nintendo and Sega or whatever you call it, and after this you go to sleep like 1 o'clock or 12 o'clock or 2 o'clock, and after this they don't get up for Salat al-Fajr. Okay, and this is very serious matter. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in question about Iman who slept until sunrise, and they said ذَاكَ رَجُلٌ بَالَ الشَّيْطَانُ فِي أُذْنِي, that a person who doesn't get up making salah before sunrise, making the morning prayer before sunrise, the Prophet ﷺ, this the shaitan had used this man's ear is as a toilet. Okay, and as a result of the shaitan urinated in his ear that he slept until sunrise. But we have to go to see the serious problem. The cause of it is what? That the people, they don't go sleep early. Okay? Also the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to dislike sleeping before Salat al-Isha. And also that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to delay Salat al-Isha. Okay? Because this is preferably get be making Salat al-Isha late, but not late to such a degree that you make it so late. And he dislikes the sleeping before al-Isha because the person may go sleep and doesn't get up for the Salah, or he may even delay it. But in other version we see وَعِنْدَهُمَا, that mean the both narrator or the collectors of the hadith, which is Imam al-Bukhari and Muslim rahmatullah alayhima, min hadith Jabir والعشاء أحيانا يقدمها وأحيانا يؤخرها إذا رآهم اجتمعوا عجل وإذا رآهم أبطأوا أخر والصبح كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يصليها بغلط. This version which reported by Jabir, may Allah be pleased with him, okay, which is also in the collection of Imam al-Bukhari and Muslim, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to advance the Isha prayer sometimes and delay it at other times, and this accordingly. He would be concerned about the attendance of the believers. He didn't have a fixed time. And the discipline and the respect of the believers, they used to sit and wait for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They did not say, okay, 5 minutes, and if he late, you understand, this it, okay, we make the iqama. They go and sit and they wait for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whenever he show up, this when the salah will be established for the iqama. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to be the person who concerned about the sahaba. So if he sees them, they already there, they gathered for the prayer, he will go and lead the prayer without delaying it. He used to love to delay it, okay, but when see the people already there, most of them, he will go ahead and lead the salah. And if he see that most of them didn't show up yet, he will sit and wait and delay it. Okay? And this is also shows us the responsibility of the imam of the community to be concerned about the members of his community and their needs and what is more suitable and comfortable with them, as long as he doesn't break any Islamic law. Whenever he saw the people assembled for the Isha prayer, he would pray early, and if the people delayed, he would delay the prayer. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to offer the Fajr prayer when it was still dark. Okay? Does not mean dark before dawn comes, no, but that means it's still dark, and as we explained in the hadith before this, وَكَانَ يَنْفَتِلُ مِنْ صَلَاةِ الْغَدَىٰ حِينَ يَعْرِفُ الرَّجُلُ جَلِيسَهُ. Okay? And we have Salat al-Ghada, or Salat al-Subh, or Salat al-Fajr. All this is the same name for the first prayer. Salat al-Fajr. Hadith number 130, he said Salat al-Ghada. Okay, Salat al-Ghada. This is one name. And Hadith number 130 also, but it's the other version, which is the one we're talking about it. رآهم أبتاو أخر والصبح كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. This is call it a subh, morning prayer. Okay? And in another one we see that the name of Al-Fajr. So all these same names for the same prayer. So when he say here that he made the Fajr prayer when it was still dark, does not mean that he made it before the dawn. Okay? And we see from the other hadith is saying that he used to finish the salah while one of us will be able to recognize his neighbor, the one who's sitting beside him in the salah. That means they started the salah and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam recited 60 verses. So by the time it finished, that you can see some light, you can recognize the person who's sitting beside you. And it can be explained more in the narration which in Sahih Muslim, which reported by Abu Musa, فأقام الفجر. Okay? This is the third name for the salah. فأقام الفجر حين انشق الفجر. He offered the Fajr prayer at the daybreak, when the people could hardly recognize one another. Okay? So when you see the hadith say dark, does not mean he made it before. Okay? Because, as I said, the time for prayer is a condition for the salah to be acceptable. You could not pray the prayer before its time. Hadith 131, this hadith which is by Rafi' ibn Khudayj رضي الله تعالى عنه قال كنا نصلي المغرب مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فينصرف أحدنا وإنه لا يبصر مواقع نبله or نبله. This hadith also in collection of Imam al-Bukhari and Muslim that Rafi', may Allah be pleased with him, narrating to us about the action of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as well as the Sahaba, that they used to dissemble or leave the prayer, the Maghrib prayer, the fourth prayer of the day, okay, and one of us used to go out of the mosque and he able to see the spots of his hours, okay, would fall at. That means like when like you take a rock as example and you throw it, okay, or anything like this and make this impression and pressure make imprint on the ground, okay. So the same thing, like they use this nibble like arrows and they shoot it, so if one of them will throw, that means it's still light, but it's still again is not before sunset, but that means they made it immediately after sunset to such a degree when you walk in the dark outside after sunset you still can see things. It's light enough that you can see imprint of certain things on the ground. Hadith 132 عن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت أعتم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ذات ليلة بالعشاء حتى ذهبت عامة الليل ثم خرج فصلى وقال إنه لوقتها لولا أن أشق على أمتي. This hadith which in the collection of Imam Muslim رحمة الله عليه reported by Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم delayed the Isha prayer one night till the great part of the night had passed. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he came out and offered the prayer, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam after this he said, this is the proper time for it, if it's not going to be a hardship for my followers, okay. So this is, it shows us that the best time to perform the Isha prayer is not, this is exception, all the prayers that you do it as soon it comes, but for the Isha prayer the best time for it that you delay the Isha prayer, you delay the Isha prayer, okay. And that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he did not keep this as a habit because he was concerned about his followers, not to cause them a hardship because they need to go to their beds early and they need to get up the next day for their jobs, and some of them they get up for tahajjud and attend the Fajr prayer with the Jama'ah in the mosque. So if it's not going to be a hardship, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will keep this delaying the Isha prayer to that time. Hadith 133, page number 64, عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا اشتد الحر فأبردوا بالصلاة فإن شدة الحر من فيح جهنم. This hadith also is authentic and narrated in Sahih al-Bukhari as well as Sahih Muslim by Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, when it's hot, delay the Zuhr prayer, okay, until it cools down. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam explaining that the extreme heat is from the fih of Jahannam, is from the, what's this word? Exhale of of hellfire. Okay? Like the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained to us in other hadith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala permitted hellfire to breathe. Okay? So the worst that you see out of the cold days, okay, this is one of the inhale or exhale of paradise, hellfire, excuse me. And that the worst that you see in the hot days, that this is one of the exhale of hellfire, okay? That this is only the breathing coming out. This is not hellfire itself. This what you experience in the worst days of cold or the worst days of heat in summer, this only the air that coming out as a result of hellfire breathing. In this hadith also we see the concern of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that also as long as there is room in Islam, a person should take the easy way, as long you don't break a rule and you don't make a room for yourself. Allah or His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they will make a room for you. So a person doesn't go, as example, leaving the aeroplane and say, I'm going to go make Hajj walking in my feet so I can go through all this hardship so I can get more reward. Okay? There is a certain time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you a room to get out of certain hardship while you are not breaking any of the Islamic rules, and this is one of them as example. So in hot days, for you, it is preferably for you to perform the prayer as soon as it comes. But we understand the Sahaba used to come to the masjid. They don't pray in their houses like some of us, okay? They go to the masjid for each prayer. And especially in a place like Arabia, it's very, very hot. For special some of you who want experience the Hajj, you see how hot it is. So for you to walk out in a time like this, it can cause you stroke. Okay? Therefore, we have a time between Salat al-Dhuhr and Asr, like 2-3 hours. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us, when it's so hot like this, abridu bis salah. You can delay the prayer, not to delay it until Asr comes in. But you may delay it for an hour, hour and a half, 2 hours, okay? So while still you have another hour before Asr comes in. Okay? So you didn't break the rules, and this also gave you a break that you don't have to hurt yourself or go to this extreme to establish the form of worship that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it obligatory in you. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam telling us that this from the exhale of hellfire, and this is something also from the unseen. This is from the unseen, because we don't know anything about hellfire and paradise except what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us about it. So the hellfire have inhale and exhale, and we have to take these things in a way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best how hellfire will inhale and exhale. Allah knows best how, but we believe in it, and Allah knows best how. The hadith number 134. This hadith, which reported by Rafi' ibn Khudayj radiyallahu an, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أصبحوا بالصبح فإنه أعظم لأجوركم. رواه الخمسة وصححه الترمذي وابن حبان. This hadith is authentic and is in collection of Imam Ahmad and Abu Dawood and Nisa'i and Ibn Majah al-Tirmidhi وابن حبان بسند صحيح. The hadith is authentic, and hadith also teaching us about that we should offer the Fajr prayer at dawn, okay, because this is greater for our reward that you make the prayer early, as soon it comes, Salat al-Fajr, the morning prayer. And when we say that you make it early, make again and make sure that you don't make it before the real Fajr comes in, okay? Because I don't know if you know this term in English or no, but in Arabic we have something called Fajr Kadhib and Fajr Sadiq, a liar dawn and a truthful dawn, or a real dawn and false dawn. Because before, after the darkness and before the real Fajr comes, will be some kind of light in the sky. People who did not live in a desert or didn't live in the outside of city limit, they are not familiar with these things. When they see this light, they think this is the time for Fajr. Okay? So we call it a false dawn. You don't make the Fajr in this time. And the difference between the false Fajr and the true Fajr, that the light of the false Fajr will be coming like in the middle of the sky, like a long pillar, okay, coming. But the real Fajr will be across the horizon, okay? And a person performs the Fajr when he see this second light of the day start breaking and coming out of the darkness, you see changing in the horizon. This is the real Fajr. So from this hadith that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that the most reward is by making the prayer of Fajr as soon it comes. Hadith number 135, page number 64, عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من أدرك من الصبح ركعة قبل أن تطلع الشمس فقد أدرك الصبح ومن أدرك ركعة من العصر قبل أن تغرب الشمس فقد أدرك العصر.